Now, there are times when research can throw up surprises and challenge our understanding of what we thought we knew. And that's exactly what an international group of surgeons has found when they looked into whether isolating in the days before a surgery protected patients in the pandemic. What they didn't expect to find was that these patients went on to have a higher risk of lung complications, such as pneumonia, after their operation. And that risk was regardless of what surgery they were having. Dr. Philip Townend is a surgeon from Gold Coast University Hospital and contributed to the research just published in the journal Anesthesia. He's speaking here to Sarah Sedgie.
I guess we're going to expect that by isolating people, you'd reduce their risk of developing COVID and therefore lessen the mortality and the complication rate after operating on these people. But the surprising finding of the paper was that actually you increase their risk of pulmonary complications, so lung complications, if you isolated them. And the longer that you isolated the patient, the higher risk to having complications in relation to their lungs, COVID or not.
How significant was that risk?
Yeah, so if it's within 3 days, so isolating for 72 hours, that increases the risk of complication by 20%. 3 to 8 days went up to 25%, and it was just over 30% if it was over 8 days. So, you know, it is significant.
As you say, these findings took you by surprise. What do you think is going on?
Well, there's a lot of theories behind this, but the thought process being is that by isolating people before an operation, they're less likely to exercise, they're more likely to sit on the couch. Nutritionally, they're probably not as good nutritionally. And also from a mental health side of things, we do know that, you know, stress and anxiety has negative consequences for the body as well. So I think it's a multitude of factors. It's quite complex, but the data is significant and we were surprised by that.
And what do you think this means for patients, given that isolating or you know, being more cautious around our movements is going to be a feature of our lives for a while yet?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's difficult and different states and have different problems that they're dealing with at that particular point in time. But basically, we need to encourage people, if they are isolating in their particular areas, is to almost make that 1 hour of exercise mandatory and getting out and using that hour to get some sunlight, get outside, do some exercise. And looking after your health in isolation is really important, because within 8 days, you can see that, you know, if you need an elective operation, you're a third more likely to get, you know, lung complications, pneumonia, and needing to go on a ventilator after an operation. It's obviously worse in elderly patients and patients with other medical conditions, but it is significant.
And these findings were part of a global initiative that's trying to understand the safety and outcomes of surgery during the pandemic. Are you able to tell mm-hmm. me a bit more about that?
So this is part of a global surge collaborative. Essentially, it's centred from a hospital called the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham in the United Kingdom, a hospital that I used to work at. And basically, we were able to recruit over 1,600 hospitals around the world and over 100 countries to be able to get data really quickly so that we can make decisions. So it's amazing, you know, how this pandemic has just hasn't really divided us from the medical community, but actually made us communicate better with one another and collaborate to get results fast.
What have you been able to learn about what is safest for patients during the pandemic through this collaboration?
So apart from the isolation paper, we have some indication and some information on what it's like on operating on patients with COVID. There's a higher mortality rate. If we operate on someone in an elective setting and they've got an active COVID infection, they've got a 50% chance of developing a lung complication, such as a pneumonia or requiring to go on a ventilator or another condition called acute respiratory distress syndrome. And that increases the mortality rate. And a third of those patients will succumb and actually die if you operate on them with coronavirus. But that's also dependent on the type of operation you're doing. You know, a skin cancer is different from an appendix is different from a gallbladder, which is different from a cancer operation. But the general feeling is from the surgical community is that if it's an elective operation and the person has coronavirus, don't operate unless you absolutely have to, because you're increasing the risk of that patient dying, and you're also increasing the risk of the people in that operating theatre getting coronavirus and subsequently passing that on to patients and other staff.
Gold Coast University surgeon Dr. Philip Townend speaking to Sarah Sedgie. You're listening to RN's Health Report, and I'm Tegan Taylor.